This is Jenny Garth from 90210 OMG. Let's be honest, the 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competition series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh, modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honeyoak cabinets. Hello, 21st century style. Totally 90s House special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 Central on HGTV.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's throw it over to Jake Lyman, who is standing by with Titans left tackle Dan Moore Jr. Take it away, Jake.
Thank you, Chase. Appreciate it. Titans joint practice with the Bears has now wrapped up, and we are thrilled to be joined by Titans left tackle Dan Moore. Dan, how's it going? Look like a competitive practice out there today.
Yeah, it's going good. Definitely competitive, always, whenever you get a different color jersey in front of you. Third joint practice to wrap up the camp, so yeah, man, I thought we came out guns blazing and left it all out there.
Well, I know that there's always the debate of, like, what matters more leading up to the season, the joint practice, the preseason? What do you feel like you guys have gotten more out of over the last few weeks, given that you've done one of each of the last three weeks out here?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that we put a lot of emphasis on the joint practice this year. I feel like last year we kind of had a bad taste in our mouth. You can feel as a player whenever you get out physical as a team. And I don't think that was the case these three joint practices that we had. I felt like we brought the energy. I felt like we brought the physicality. And that's kind of what you want to get out of these joint practices, right? Obviously, it is practice. It's not live bullets. So refs are going to let us play a little bit more, right? But that's what you want. You want to see what type of physicality, you want to see what type of competitive spirit your team has.
When you guys work as an offensive line here, I know there's been some competitions at center, at right guard. How do you feel like that group of five that you've been working with pretty consistently now has been gelling?
I think it's constantly revolving. I think we're constantly evolving. It's a learning and growing process for us all, regardless of who is out there. I mean, this is the second year me and Peter are playing next to each
right.
other, and we're still learning each other. But at the same time, we've also grown so much. I think the biggest thing is just going to be staying healthy. I think the offensive lines that can stay healthy are the ones that can continuously get better, grow together, build that camaraderie. And that's when you see later on in the season when offensive lines really start to take off. Those 120-yard games start to become 200-yard rushing games, right? And just kind of communication, it just flows without you having to say anything to the guy next to you.
With a new coaching staff in here as well, with Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator, Carmen Brasillo, what changes have there been, and how easy has it been to kind of work into this system and get acclimated?
Yeah, it's been quite a few changes. Just in our philosophies, what we want to be as an offense, we're going to pick up the tempo a lot, so we've emphasized conditioning. You can see that it really affects defenses, even when we're going against our defense. It's tough for them. Substitutions, getting calls in, just trying to make it hard on them, and it makes it a lot better for us. I mean, I feel like it makes us less one-dimensional. It makes teams have to scheme us more. So, yeah, I think it benefits us a lot on the offensive side of the ball.
With Cam as the quarterback and kind of the backyard ability that he has, how does that change things for you guys? Maybe sometimes not knowing exactly where he's going to try to escape, what kind of play he's trying to make. How does that change things for you guys on the offensive front?
Yeah, I think as an offensive lineman, for sure, you just have to eliminate that internal clock in your head. Obviously, Cam has that splash playmaker ability, that ability to extend plays. So we constantly are going over scramble drill. Offensive linemen just continue to work longer than the man with the ball. receivers, you know, when you see him scrambling outside the pocket, get in front of his line of vision, run towards the sideline that he's running to, somebody go deep, right? Just trying to make that effort to make that play, that splash that Cam is capable of.
We're talking with Titans left tackle Dan Moore. You guys have one more preseason game on Saturday, and then you start gearing up for the Jets. What's going to be important over the next couple of weeks to make sure you guys are peaking as you get to the regular season?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just putting the cap on this preseason with this game on Saturday. Our last finishing touches. And, man, it's the Jets all the way from there.
Yep.
Getting guys that are a little bit banged up from this camp. Been a very long physical camp for us. So getting our legs back underneath us, getting some guys' aches and bruises back. And, man, hopefully we come back full head of steam, ready to go.
I did want to ask you one more before we let you go. J.C. Latham on the right side. Obviously you guys work in tandem on the bookends there. How have you seen him take a step in this training camp to try and really progress heading into his third year?
Absolutely, yeah. J.C., he's been a guy since the moment I got here, right? Obviously a younger guy, but even last year when I first got to Tennessee, I just felt that he had the intangibles. He had the it factor about him. Obviously looks the part, but his work ethic is second to none. He is all like hair on fire. He wants to work. He loves ball. And I think that's what's going to make him great and what's going to make him successful. Just kind of channeling that and focusing all the energy that he has on just technique and just cleaning some things up. But I've seen JC progress tremendously this camp, and I'm really excited for the season that he's about to have.
Dan, thank you so much for taking some time and wishing you the best of luck this season.
Most definitely. I appreciate you.
Titans left tackle Dan Moore. We'll have more on the Chasing Big Joe show coming up next. Keep it right here on 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.